This morning we have two Bible readings. Our first Bible reading will be from Psalm 23, starting at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our second reading is from John chapter 10. And we're starting at verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
Excellent. We're now going to have a chance to have a look at those two passages and think about what they say about Easter and the good news that it is. Before we do that, and as you're opening, keeping your Bible open, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather to celebrate the good news of Easter. I pray that as we open your Bible now, that you would speak to us, that you would help us to understand what it means, and that you would help us to respond with excitement and joy accordingly. We pray this for the sake of your name. Amen. Now, as a child, did you ever play the game Follow the Leader? If you're not quite sure how to play, that's fine, because if you pop up out of your seats, we're going to play it together now. Now, kids, get your parents up as well, because it will be good for them to participate. You must copy what the leader does. And if you don't copy it, well, then you're out. Are you ready? Wave your right hand. Hop on your left leg. Hop on your left leg while you wave your right hand. Hop on your left leg while you wave your right hand and bounce around in a circle. Do a cartwheel. No, don't do that. I can't do that anyway. Don't do that in your lounge rooms. Grab a seat again. Now, the aim of the game is to follow the leader, copying what they're doing after them. That's the idea of our very well-known Bible passage in Psalm 23. It describes a leader, a shepherd, and it's a leader that we would want to follow. Let me read again a couple of those verses that bring comfort to many, even people who don't trust in Jesus yet. And so let me read from Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The psalm is bursting with hope. It describes a place where needs are met, waters are calm and peaceful, where the grass is lush and green, and where weary souls are refreshed. In a time like this, when we're shut into our homes, don't we long for somewhere like that? As much as a kid might long for a house made of chocolate if they're a bit of a sweet tooth. But the hope in this place that is promised runs far deeper than just the physical things of food and water and beauty. It promises a leader who gives clear direction. It promises that evil, even though it's dark, will not have victory. And it promises that God is near. We long to have that sort of hope, perhaps especially at the moment. Now you might say, that's all great and that's true, but what does that have to do with Easter? Well, quite simply, Easter is the promise that that is true. The main character of the Easter story, Jesus, said elsewhere in our reading in John that he was the good shepherd. The indication in that passage is that it is the events of Easter that make him the good shepherd. And our big idea today is that Easter is the promise that if you follow the good shepherd Jesus, that ends in life instead of death. And as we look at why, we're going to find two reasons to be full of hope and not afraid, even in the midst of our current circumstances. So our first reason to not be afraid this morning is the comforting voice of the shepherd. As we flip over to John chapter 10, we notice the shepherd is not a stranger or a hired helper, but he's a close companion. The sheep know him personally by his voice. They fully trust him to look after them and to protect them and to know their needs. Now, I want you to imagine that you're lost. This is both for children and adults. You might be lost in a big crowded shopping center. You might be lost in the middle of a big concert. Or you could be all alone in the bush. You don't know where you are. Your phone is not working, and there's no one around that you recognize. Your heart begins to pound. Your anxiety sort of rises up within you when all of a sudden you hear a voice. And it's a voice that you recognize. There might only be two or three people in the world that can calm you immediately, but this voice is one of them. All of a sudden, you're comforted. It's a voice you can trust. And everything is going to be okay. That's the voice that's in view with the good shepherd that John writes about in John chapter 10. We follow Jesus' words again from verse 14. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And in verse 16, I have other sheep that are not of this pen. I must bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. There's intimacy here, where we are known and comforted and loved. With the shepherd, you need not be afraid. And there's a hint in this passage that there's room for more to be comforted by the voice of this shepherd than what know him currently. When Jesus was speaking originally, he was speaking to the Jews, and yet his message then spilled out into other people and out throughout the entire world. So much so that almost 2,000 years later, there are many sheep who have heard his voice and have chosen to follow along with him. Even to point that today in the world as we know it, many are comforted by this good shepherd. The offer remains open then for you to be comforted as well. So why is he such a comfort? And that brings us to the second thing to notice today. Second reason not to be afraid. The shepherd is the expert on death. He has been through it and come back out the other side again. Let me read again from Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Other Bible versions say that the valley of the shadow of death, which is maybe what you're more familiar with, the place where dark shadows and fear creep in and in upon us and threaten to overwhelm us, that we could almost feel them. But the message of Easter is that Jesus didn't just walk into that dark valley. He walked into death itself. It's actually part of what makes him the good shepherd. Have a look at what John says in John chapter 10, verse 11. Jesus says these words. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And then verse 15. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And again in verse 17, the reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life. And verse 18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. That's four times in eight verses. In a voluntary act of sacrifice, Jesus planned to lay down his life for his sheep. It's interesting, I was talking about this story in an English conversation class earlier this week, and one of the students recognized that Jesus was a very good and sacrificial leader in this sense. But he did question whether that would actually be helpful in our current coronavirus situation. How could he lead if he was dead? And the same question could be raised of the shepherd too. How can he protect his flock if he's dead? He'd abandon them. And it'd leave them in more danger. I raise this question because it helps us get to the heart of the Easter message in two ways. Firstly, Jesus' death achieved something that benefited the sheep. It removed their danger. The analogy in our coronavirus world would be that leader's death brings about a cure worldwide for the disease. The Bible records that Jesus died in our place and that his death on the cross paid the price for our sins. That means the bad things that we've done, including actually living our lives ignoring God. As Colin sung in the kids' talk earlier, Jesus' death makes him the sin smasher. It makes it possible for us to be in relationship with God as his friends. Forever. As Jesus' close friend explains, as Peter explains in his book in chapter 3, verse 18, for Christ died for sins once and for all, a good man on behalf of sinners, in order to lead you to God. And this brings us to the second part of our Easter message. Jesus didn't remain dead, but he came back to life again. And again, that's what makes him the good shepherd. Have a look at verse 17 again. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it back up again. And carrying on to verse 18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down and the authority to take it back up again. Jesus has walked through the dark valley of death and came out the other side. And there's good historical evidence to suggest that that truly happened. And not only has he been through it, but he's never going to die again. Jesus himself says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, I am the living one. I was dead, and now look. I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys to death and Hades. This makes him an expert on death. And how do you become an expert? Experience. Experience is worth so much more than mountains of study. You go through something and you do it over and over again until you've mastered it. Well, the shepherd whose voice you know has mastered death. He is the only one who ever has. And so also, as he was in Colin's song, he's the death crusher. Easter is the promise that following the good shepherd ends in life and not death. He invites us to follow his steps, walking, doing his way, doing what he does after him as he takes us through the winding road of this life and beyond it. And that is that's the good news that we need to hear in our current situation as we're suffering with difficulties and challenges and we're reminded of death's reality. It has been said that all of the wars and all of the plagues have never raised the death toll. It has always been exactly one for every person. Who else then would you want to follow through the dark valleys of life than the Good Shepherd? The one whose voice comforts us and guides us through all the situations that he himself has been through and mastered. Through life, hardship, suffering, and even death, and then come back out the other side again. The peace described in Psalm 23 is not an escape or a denial of our current situation. It's not sentimentality. Rather, it's a readiness to face deep darkness because of the confidence in the shepherd that you follow. A sure hope that our story ends not with hardship or with death, but as Psalm 23 promises, dwelling in the house of the Lord forever, more safe and secure than you can ever imagine. A place where there is no more sadness, no more bad things going on. And we get to be with God forever. Easter is the promise that following Jesus ends in life and not in death. He is the good shepherd. Follow him with confidence. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, you are indeed the good shepherd. You are the one who laid down your life for your sheep. And the one who took it back up again, totally victorious over death, never to die again, and able to give the people who follow you life as well. Able to lead us through the darkness and the difficulties of this time and out the other side with great hope and great confidence. Jesus, there's people here today who don't know you yet. Please speak to them. Show them your goodness. Help them to be able to follow you as their leader and experience the joy that only comes from being in relationship with you. Amen.